So when did the three of you start making music together, and how did you guys kind of decide what your music was going to sound like?
Well, Mitchell and I are brothers. So we've been living together our whole lives, unfortunately. And no, it's not that bad, I'm just joking. But yeah, we started making, like, we started doing music in, like, first, I don't know, like, very early on in school, like in the fifth grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but towards the end of high school, I started producing. And then we thought, why not, like, record vocals? So we started doing recordings and stuff like that. And eventually we met Christian down in Sydney. We bonded over a few artists that we liked and got on really well. So we, 2014, I think, we decided to start making the official move. And we made a group and started producing music together and writing original music. And, yeah, it all just came together naturally.
So did you guys, like, did people at home kind of know, like, you were the musicians, or did you kind of keep that to yourselves when you were in school?
No, we're pretty active in the music department in high school. We were music nerds. We were, like, forced into, like, being in a choir. We were in the concert band. I was in the orchestra as well. And as well as the jazz band. Pretty much everything that they had going on, they made us be a part of. So at the same time, I was also a swimmer, and I was, like, swimming, like, every day, twice a day. And so I was also known as the school swimmer, which is very weird.
Okay. Maybe music and swimming goes together. I don't know. Maybe swimming makes you a better musician, or vice versa. So how has the tour been so far with Lights? And is, like, touring with such a powerful female artist different than other tours that you've been on?
Well, yeah, we've only been on three tours with other artists.
Okay.
But it's good because she's like, a little bit... I wouldn't say older, but she's a little bit more mature. She has a kid out in the road with her. So behind the scenes, backstage, is very, very family friendly and relaxing, I guess, in a way. So we still have a bit of fun, but it's been great because she it's pretty easy. Like, she does her thing, we do our thing, and everyone there is accommodating and helps us, and it's pretty nice. Like, it's not too stressful. I remember we'd sleep with signs. It was great too, but there was a lot more bands, a lot more young bands around just going crazy and partying.
Sounds like you have to, like, almost sneak out, like, get
no,
your...
We've still been having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A little bit too much fun, if anything.
So what's been the craziest or, like, the best moment of the tour so far? What stands out to you?
The New York City show was amazing.
Yeah.
The Florida show with Orlando was amazing. It was, like, one of those, like, things where there was, like, literally 50% Chase Atlantic fans there, and the lighting and sound was great. So it was just, it was crazy. Like, everyone went wild. And I guess those two shows have been predominantly, like, amazing on this tour.
Yeah.
Anything that's happened, it's been pretty chill. Nothing extreme's happened on the bus yet.
Okay.
We haven't crashed, so it's good.
That's good.
It's great.
What do you think, like, about those two cities? Like, why? I mean, I guess they're big cities, but what do you think, like, draws so many Chase Atlantic fans to the show in those two places in particular?
I think it's definitely a bunch of variables when it comes to shows and, like, location of the show and music culture. I also think it actually comes down to day of the week. Because Tuesday nights have been the toughest, I've found.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was Tuesday night, and it was a little bit quieter. A lot quieter in New York City. So, like, Monday, everyone can still go crazy because it's still, like, in weekend mode, but then it hits Tuesday and it's like everyone's just out of chill. And we're just up on stage jumping around, so it's a bit conflicting.
Yeah. Do you feel like when you have, like, a less, maybe, like, a smaller crowd, you have to kind of, like, overcompensate by, like, jumping around more, or is it just kind of like you vibe with the crowd? Yeah.
Especially with Mitchell and Christian, they yell at the crowd when they're a bit too quiet.
No.
Tell them to start, like, moving around and stuff. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun. So you produce most of the music, or?
Yes.
Yeah, so how do you find time when you're on the road to kind of sit down and, and work on the music and work on things for the band? And is it harder or easier to find inspiration while you're on the road?
Definitely harder. Mm-hmm. The bus is like very shaky and it moves a lot, so it's actually hard to use a computer on the bus. But we got most of our new music finished up before we left on tour. And then we just like, I have a computer set up on the table on the bus with a monitor, and like it's a day off today, so I'm about to sit down and start mixing drums into a track. But yeah, we get most of it done before tour, or like in the breaks we have between tours. And then we just tweak everything on the road, because we got a lot of technology with us. So we just tweak everything on the road. I think this next, one of our next releases actually was recorded and produced in a bedroom back home in Cairns. So we're very flexible and mobile.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the bus is definitely not the best inspiration.
No. What are you going to get inspired by? Like the shaking bus? No, but yeah. And like you said that you finished up a lot of the music before going on tour. So I know you guys put out 3 EPs before this full-length album to kind of tie all into each other. So is that like a format that you think you're going to use in the future, or do you see it going in like a different direction for your next?
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out. I'm pretty sure that we were told that how we rolled it out last year organically was very... it was very successful, and I think the label was saying that that it was almost like a textbook.
Yeah.
We were like a textbook example of how that rollout should happen and work. I'm not sure if we're doing it again. I think we're still in the process of trying to figure that out. We might go with that route again. We might do it differently. It just depends how timing of like tours and recordings and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely would do it again if we.
That like was a good way to do it, you know, because I mean, like with the new like way of streaming and you know, the way the music industry is moving, like I like definitely think you were able to reach a lot more people that way. And then
you want to just like put a whole album of songs out and then they like just sit there and then that's it.
Yeah. You need like the little like teasers, I guess, for the album beforehand.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I was going to ask, like, I know you put out a new music video for Swim, and I saw that you edited that. So I wanted to know how you edited that. This is kind of like a silly question, but without, like, getting a seizure yourself, because that was insane. really, really good job, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. I guess I've just trained myself to, like, not have a seizure during these, like, crazy lights. I guess I'm, which is good, because on stage, our lighting guy now is, like, going crazy on the strobes, so it's just good practice to not freak out about the strobes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, every night.
I'm just fortunate I don't have epilepsy or something, because otherwise I would have been done for by now. Also, sorry, the footage for Swim was, like, very, like, scrapbook. Like, it was a lot of scrappy footage that we just had over, like, the last couple of months on that Black Bear tour. So we just, I had to literally, like, edit out of it just so it wouldn't, like, be a boring video.
I was going to ask, like, did they just send you the footage or you asked for it?
I just grabbed it from the camera guy that we had at the time. We paid for him to come on the road with us, and then we just used some of that footage. I just said, hey, can I grab this footage? And I'm going to make the video. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so that's very cool. So I wanted to talk a little bit about your music. So I don't know who writes the lyrics, but I do know that they're very honest and open. And I was thinking a lot about how, like, a lot of bands would not kind of share what goes on behind the scenes. And I feel like you guys kind of do that in a lot of your songs. And I was wondering, like, how much of that is, like, accurate to your experiences.
Look, a lot of it is metaphors. A lot of it is just, like, what's the word? It's definitely exaggerated a lot in songs. But
okay.
That's not saying, you know, we've been through a lot of stuff, and we're usually pretty good boys in reality. We've definitely had those experiences, but we just don't do that every day, if that makes sense. It does get tough on the road. But
yeah. Maybe you'll get some songs from this tour.
Yeah, well, we're not lying on our songs. But they are exaggerated, so don't stress too hard.
Oh, no. Or how would you say that the band's sound is evolving and kind of like from when you guys started to maybe with like songs like Friends or even like older than that and now like as you move forward, like where do you kind of see it going? Is there one direction that it's going in or is it kind of like you're still doing whatever you feel?
Yeah, we're still doing whatever I think we want to do, and I think we don't want to just make one style or type of music. We're actually, the next few tracks that are coming out are quite different from each other, and it'll be good to gauge what people like and don't like. And we're never set in one lane. We like to change it up as much as possible. So I think that the results are always great, though, and we're looking, like, we have great fans, so it's gonna be no matter what we choose to do, I think it'll, as long as we like it, I think it'll be taken the same way by the public.
Yeah. Is there a certain way that you guys want to make your fans or, like, the public feel when they listen to your songs? Like, is there a vibe that you guys are going for?
Yeah, I think we just want to, like, make sure every song makes someone feel some kind of way, I guess. So, It all has to feel it. It can't just be a boring song. Unless it's like a fun song, which doesn't have much meaning, and it's just something that people can listen to and enjoy and dance to, then that's good as well. We just want everything to be impactful.
I could tell, like, so that was all for the questions, but I do just want to say I could tell, like, from being at your show the other day, I just could tell that you guys were all like really feeling the music also, so it's awesome. Like I actually was at the New York show for like a second, and then it's a long story, but yeah, no, you're welcome. Thank you so much for doing the interview. I really appreciate it. And
so good, we just pulled over, so I'm about to run off to get some food. So
yeah,
thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Cool questions, appreciate it. Thank you.